Yo, what up?
What's up?
What up?
Classic. Mike, what you think the most important profession is?
That's a open-ended question like a motherfucker. It could be anything.
Nigga, pick one.
I mean,
well, it's only
doctors. Fuck.
That's the two I was going with.
It's only one that can make all other professions relevant. So that would be a teacher.
All right. I think teachers are the most important thing. They mold the youth. They guide you through life. I think they hella underpaid.
Hell yeah.
Facts.
Hell yeah. That should be a 6-figure job, easy.
Yes.
Easy.
Like coming out of college, it should be like $90,000. Every year, you should get like a $10,000 raise.
I think they're underappreciated. I think they're treated like shit by students and parents. You know, a lot of times, a student might misbehave. The teacher calls the parent, and then the parent be on some. Don't tell my child nothing.
Yeah.
So, I throw a lot of bell to teachers.
Right.
However, hey yo, teachers, man, stop fucking students.
Nah, that's the one.
I'm sick of this. Every fucking week, a new teacher fucking a student. Nigga, how desperate are you to fuck a 13-year-old?
Exactly.
Like, a 13-year-old?
Yeah, they be fucking 12 and 13-year-olds.
They don't be seniors no more. It be freshmen and middle schoolers now.
Like,
they wild.
The funny thing is, sometimes it be good-looking teachers.
Right.
Like, I'm like, I'll pipe this bitch. She look a hype. Like, why the fuck is you fucking little Timmy? That's why I can't.
It's crazy, though. I have no idea. Like, I don't give a fuck how cool a 13-year-old is, nigga.
It's still a 13-year-old.
How much, what they call it, Riz? How much Riz this nigga got? He ain't got no money. He ain't got no car. He live with his mama. But, like, that's the same thing a bum. You don't get you a bum nigga for.
First of all, he can't fuck.
Right.
Like, no 13-year-old is good in sex. I ain't get good at sex till about 23, 24. That's when I really got in my bag, like, I know how to fuck.
That's when you got in your LeBron years, huh?
That's when I got in my prime. At first, right. I was doing something.
You just doing shit.
Yeah, but, like, I'm so sick of this shit. But one of the worst things is when somebody get caught with crack, like crack cocaine, not powder cocaine,
right.
Supposed to be a mandatory 5.
Right.
Facts.
Teachers, crack is a victimless crime.
Right.
Victimless.
Only person you're hurting is yourself.
Rape kids. That's rape. I don't care if it's consensual.
Right.
If an adult fucks a kid, that's rape.
Right.
They get a slap on the wrist. They don't even get jail time. They get probation or maybe a year.
You serious?
Like, I done seen several teachers not get jail time.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, this shit is appalling. Like, I can't jump off. I can't, like, bunch all the teachers in with these bad apples. But it looks so fucking bad. Teachers, get y'all shit together. I'm talking about the ones that care. Because right. Some motherfuckers don't care either.
They in it for the paycheck.
Just definitely the check.
That little ass paycheck?
I mean,
but that's the same in any profession,
right.
You know?
Nah, teachers make about $45,000. I was making double that. Like, and I was doing way less work.
I mean, they went to school for it, so.
I ain't go to school. So they went to school,
which means
to make less money than me and do more work.
When they started, they probably cared, but once you get into some shit, you realize the people you gotta help don't give a fuck. You can't help the people if they don't want to help themselves. So, and I'm not about to make nobody learn. So, as long as my check come, I don't give a fuck. I got my degree. I don't care if I graduate. That's on y'all, nigga. I'm trying to get tenured so I can't get fired, and that's it. That's how some people feel, dog.
All right, well, teachers, get y'all shit together. Let's start this podcast now. Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1. Oh, I love this song. But the hook at.
Like, what in the fuck? If you scared, then just say that whole enough
is enough. Yeah.
It was just in my DMs.
Ain't no trust in these sluts.
I'm about to call up Diamond. Bitch,
enough if you fuck. Alright, you cut that shit. What episode we on?
147.
Welcome to episode 147 of the TMI podcast. That's Toxic Masculinity Issues. You know us, we bring that toxic shit to the forefront, and y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with us. I'm forever grateful. Got classic, he grateful. Mike Fresh. Intro time. You know me, Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one, Hollywood Nikki.
Will it stick around just in case y'all forgot? They've been trying to stop the way, but the way don't stop.
I surprised you ain't changed that.
I like that shit.
I'm saying, but because, you know, Meek done fell a hard time, dog.
You don't give a fuck. Like, they don't stop his music from flowing. We got the underdog in the building, Mike Fresh. And we got a special guest. Yo, I'm super thrilled in the building. One of the most talented DJs you'll see. Classic.
It's good, it's good. I am your neighborhood vibe pusher, the incredible DJ Classic.
Oh, I could have gave you a better drop than, I mean, in the intro than that. That's a good intro. I should have said something better.
Well, you know I do it a lot. So. Right.
Vibe pushing. Probably what is next week. Oh, man. So let's start with the mental health checks, yo. Say, Class, how your week was?
It was good. It was good. You know, a little work, a little hustle. Family shit, you know.
You're fresh. What you did, nigga?
Let me see. Monday, I went to Bobby Abel's, talked to my parents. You know, Monday was my birthday, so I chilled. That was about it. I just chilled the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, last week, after we finished recording, went to Vandals.
Right.
Chilled. I watched Dre look like a faggot hitting that hookah. went to the strip club. That shit was poo la la.
Which one y'all went to?
I went to She's. That shit was cool.
I thought y'all going somewhere better than that.
So I went to Showcase, but I had nowhere to park.
Right. Showcase used to be the wave.
So I was like, let me go to She's real quick. And we pulled a stay out all night because he had a flight early.
Right.
3 o'clock, I'm this nigga tired. So I'm like, man, I was like, it's cool though. I wound up getting us a room. I had us a room already.
Right.
Since I ain't check in time, they gave the room away.
For real?
You gotta check in and then go back. He ain't never checked.
I never knew that. I thought, I thought if you, I ain't know you had a certain time you had to check in, but I know you had a certain time you had to check out.
Nah, when I went there, it was like, oh, well, we didn't think you were coming, so we gave your room away. Like, all right, it's whatever. So we slept in the car for about an hour. Then he took his plane, and I went home.
Right.
But only me will get stripper's therapy.
Not stripper therapy.
Yo, I'm in the shorty just dancing, and I'm so laid back, ain't paying her no mind. So she like, man, what? She probably thinking, why this nigga ain't like all over me? So I see she got a tattoo under her titty. So I look at him like, yo, who Trevor is?
I know who Trevor is. Yeah,
so we start talking about that was our ex. They broke up. I mean, she was kind of running shit to me. So when I was leaving, she stopped me. She was like, oh, you about to go? She's, I'm about to hit stage real quick. Stay. I'm like, nah, I'm about to dip. She's like, you want to reach out for my number? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Man, I'm married.
She wanted to be your best friend.
But like only me and go to a strip club and start giving therapy to strippers. So crazy. Yeah, I do this shit, man. So my week. My sister called me, and I guess she thought I was having a midlife crisis.
Because you quit your job.
Well, I quit my job, bought a new car, and I told her, I was like, yo, I'm trying to get a crib. What's a good spot? And what should I do? Should I drop like 40 on a down payment, or should I just how should I do this? So she was like, I'm worried about you.
Cause you upgrading shit?
I guess. Cause I guess the nigga was making like drastic moves and shit. But it's about my week, man. Let's get an interview popping.
What's up?
Yo, say classic.
What's up?
Say, how long you been doing this?
Ooh wee. So I haven't really calculated it, but I started DJing back in 2010 when I was at Jackson State University.
So you've been doing it 14 years then?
No. So this is what I'm saying. All right. When I came back home, I stopped.
Oh, all right. I got you.
So I took like a break trying to get my life and shit together. During the pandemic, you know, shit was going on. That's when the mental health was real low. So I just made a decision to start doing what I love. And
I love that, in fact. I love hearing shit like that. Just not constrained to what you forced to do, man. Do what you love doing.
Right. And then the other tidbit is I want to give my partner, you know, Chip Lurkin, a shout out, because he always wanted me to get back into the music. But I never, like, because I used to sing, I used to rap, but that didn't fulfill me the way that DJing does. So when I finally made the decision to start back DJing, that's when all this came into play, and I find my happiness when I be DJing. You know, I have my 9-to-5, I have my family, but when I'm behind that board, it's like the maximum happiness.
Nah, I understand that completely. I used to be behind the mic, I used to spit, and that shit was fun, but I don't think it was my passion. I was just good at it.
To be honest with you, when I was rapping, I only rapped because my friends was doing it. I only did it because it was, you know, we used to get in ciphers. And we had been doing that since high school. Singing, I had been doing that all my life growing up in church. So that just came natural. The DJing shit, I always wanted to do it because my dad used to be a DJ.
So it might, it's like in the blood. Like,
yeah, that's what, right. I tell people it's my birthright.
Right.
You know, I used to watch him DJ when I was younger. And then, you know, I always wanted him to teach me, but he got sick, so he wasn't able to teach me. When I got in college, you know how we used to download stuff off the internet. I found a crack version of a DJ software, and I took it from there. So that's how I started.
You kind of started and honed in on your skills. Because I be seeing you like mixing or whatever. Like, I'm not good with DJ terminology. I see you like having a playlist and having sets going.
Yeah.
On IG and shit.
But I used to do house parties. I was part of a crew we called ourselves the Moonwalkers. You know, so that's when Taylor Gang and all that was real high. So we went off that type of play. So that's what really got me into DJing. So I came home, did a few gigs. It wasn't panning out like I wanted to. So, you know, I jumped into the workforce. You know, when I got back into it, I said, I'm jumping in head first, full force. Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
You got to do it right. Yes, yes.
So I went and bought my first little mini board, got me a LLC, Three Kings Entertainment, and took it from there. Now I'm the state manager for Louisiana Fleet DJs. It's the Louisiana chapter of the Worldwide DJ Conglomerate. And through them, I get motivated to do a lot of stuff. And I deal with, you know, trying to break artists. So I deal with a lot of local artists, and I deal with some international artists.
I'm glad you said local artists, because we was talking about it earlier. They got a stigma out that DJs don't fuck with local talent. They only fuck with, you know, mainstream talent.
Well, the problem with that is that go both ways. See, artists sometimes only want to fuck with the DJ that they think is popular. But just because you see that DJ in the club don't mean that they popular. They popular for that club scene. But you got DJs that's on the radio. And I'm not talking about like Q93. I'm talking about like internet radio.
Right.
You got DJs that be conducting interviews and trying to do business. And that's the other side of it. A lot of artists don't have their business together. They just be recording songs. They be with their partners. Oh, I got a hot song. Let me try to put it out there. But they don't even have the proper stuff for their music. Like, your music not tagged correctly. Your music not registered correctly.
It's not mixed.
You don't have the versions to put your shit on the radio.
Right.
All you got is a club song. So if I'm trying to get this, if I'm trying to present this to a worldwide conglomerate that I'm a part of, the first thing they're going to say is, do they have a service pack? And a service pack is a clean version, a dirty version, a version for the DJs to play. But, you know, is this shit registered? Is this shit tagged correctly? I could play your shit on the radio, because a lot of times I run an internet radio station, Louisiana Gumbo Radio. I run that station, and it's tracked. It's digitally tracked. So every time your song play on my radio station, you get credit for it. But if your shit not tagged correctly, if you just send me a song, I done had somebody send me a song and say, the file just say, pum pum, master. When you click into the song, there's no information. It don't have an artist name, a title, nothing.
Hey, question. Are you approached often by local artists or any artists to work with you?
I'm going
to
be honest with you. A lot of the artists that I work with is because I approach them. No artist just comes out and approaches me as a DJ and be like, hey, you want to play my song? You know? And I'm all about doing business with you, but you got to have your shit together. You got to have your shit correct. Right. And then a lot of times, these artists want something for nothing. So they want you to play your song, and then a lot of times it don't be about the money. When I say something for nothing, it's not just speaking on money. If I tell an artist, can you send me some audio drops?
Like DJ Classic, killing shit, something like that.
Yeah. Shout your name out. Yeah. Say that you rocking with DJ Classic. They can't even do that,
like,
bro.
That's like easy to do.
They can't that's even wild. Do that. And then they that's do it wild. The rinky dink way. They'll go to the recorder on their phone with a lot of noise behind them and record it. I can't use that shit, man. That's a waste of your fucking time, man. But
I mean, what you think about the culture in New Orleans, all like trying to maneuver in this field, in this city?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I get frustrated when it comes to the culture musically for our city. And it's the reason why I say this. In the mainstream, they steal all our shit. Mainly in the mainstream, everything that's popping come from New Orleans.
Well, you sound New Orleans biased.
No, what I'm saying is,
like, no, everybody from New Orleans think niggas steal New Orleans shit. But like when it comes to like fashion or something, it's probably in New York or Cali first.
Well, I'm talking musically.
Like, every region got their own sound. Like, you know, drill, trap, bounce. Like every region got their own style. But I know people kind of steal our lingo, our swag, but they kind of like take bits and pieces of it, like Texas people do. But we neighboring states, so.
And basically,
I'm not holding them. Like,
basically, you could say a lot of cities in Texas is New Orleans Junior after Katrina. So, because all our people out there, but I'm talking about like you got your artists like Drake. He used a lot of bounce in his songs.
Well, that's because he's his mentor and he's influenced by Wayne, who's true. From New Orleans.
That's a true fact. But then you got artists like, remember the song by King Kongs? I mean King Kongs, Puffy's son, Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
No.
Yeah, he had a bounce.
He had bounce on his song.
Yeah, he had a bounce on it. I remember hearing that shit on the radio.
I ain't calling a nigga King Combs either. That nigga named Lil Puff.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's like the bounce culture. You got so many artists within the bounce culture that's been part of it since the beginning that can't even like blow like talking about it. But now you got the mainstream artists getting hip to the culture of bounce, and they want to utilize it to make them blow.
But I mean, I don't partake in the music industry anymore. But I know how the industry goes, and a lot of things. If you put it out there, somebody's going to take it.
Facts.
So, like bounce or whatever, or New Orleans style music is so popular. If somebody from a different area hears it, they're gonna groove to it and be like, "Let me incorporate this into my music." But that's what everybody, I mean, that's how rap started. I mean, that's right. How rock and roll started. R&B, like jazz, every genre you're going to take from and make it your own.
Right. Is it true?
Oh, man. Yo, say you had like a event, a party, a wedding. I know you got like specific sets. Like, what's your favorite set to like play? Like,
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really do sets. I feed out the crowd. So like, for weddings, it's kind of different because it's structured. So mainly during a wedding, you got you like your main shit, your first dance and shit. But once it gets to the party shit,
I know you better play that bunny hop.
Nah, you know what song they love? The song they love is The Wobble.
Oh yeah, I got that too. I can do that dance. I only can do about 10 dances. That's one of them.
But they love that. They love that. And they love the Cupid Shuffle by Cupid. But the funny thing about Cupid is Cupid got a whole bunch of fire ass line dance song outside of the Cupid Shuffle. Like he got Flex. And he got another one called Cookout.
I ain't gonna hold you. I hate line dancers.
Most people do, but I ain't gonna lie, get the party going.
I can't do them. Everybody be just.
Yeah. That's why I don't like them.
And I look stupid trying to do it. I look dumb as a motherfucker, no rhythm. Even if I learn a dance, I ain't got rhythm, so I look goofy moving and shit. I look stiff like a robot.
You know which one look crazy to me? It's the one to the Tamia song. Man. I be thinking somebody gonna fall every time they doing this shit.
Me and Robin went to Terrence party.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Millie Mama do it. And she just she about 60 just getting it. Say yo, I got a question. It's off topic. It's hella random. Yo, what you gonna do if you're having a threesome and the chick fucking your girl better than you? Yo, what you gonna do?
Oh my lord!
How you determine she fucking her better because she screaming?
I don't know, her body moving different.
I gotta agree with Mike on that. How would you know? Because
yo, this came to me because I was watching a movie on Tubi.
I love this Tubi movie, dog.
This dude had he asked the chick to have a threesome or whatever. They did, and the chick, her name was Ashley. Ashley was fucking the wife way better than him, so he got jealous. So I'm trying to figure out what you gonna do in that moment. And like you on that, she be like, mm-mm. Come here, Ashley.
Oh, Ashley, now you wave me off. It's a problem.
That's something different right there. Now you waving me off.
Hey. Like, I'm trying to take it to a basketball game. Nigga, get your ass back on the bench. Fuck no. Like, no, not that's different. Fuck it. Like, this shit over with at that point.
You don't get off the bed?
Both y'all. Nigga, it's over.
Both y'all might as well go.
Ain't no fucking over with. This bitch got to get out, and me and her got to have a conversation. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Like, we'll talk later, Mike. Let me catch me first.
I'm going to ask you to leave once. The second time, I'm going to make you leave. I'm throwing niggas out like it's fucking jazz, nigga. Fuck. And you ain't getting your clothes, bitch. You going out naked. Fuck.
That's tough, man. How you mad because the chick fucked better? That's mad.
Now, if you want to include me in it, I ain't paying no attention. But if you going to wave me off, I try to put my dick in your mouth, you like, what the fuck wrong with you?
Okay. Well, what you going to do if y'all finish? And then the next day, she be like, yeah, Mikey was good and all, but she fucks better.
Me and her gotta have a conversation. I ain't satisfying her. Like, what you here for then? Like, you already know I'm already 1 foot out the door all the time. So nigga.
You getting outperformed by a girl?
What the fuck you want? I can't. There's nothing I can do about that. Like,
that's
nigga,
crazy, man. Practice. Like,
what you mean practice? You want me to go cheat on her?
Yeah.
I'm about to say that's the only way you could practice.
That nigga talking about something. Get your reps in. But who, nigga?
Who I'm gonna get them with? Fuck. That's my girl.
Fuck.
That was random. Huh?
Like, nigga, like, how you respond to some shit like that, dog?
Well, I wouldn't be told that.
How you know that?
Because I'm me.
Oh, Lord. I forgot. Nothing don't never happen to you because you but it happened to everybody else on the planet.
Affirmative.
Get the fuck out of here. This nigga here, dog.
All right, back to classic. You work with artists in your field.
Yeah.
You work with artists. I don't like you putting me on a spot like this. And I know the answer to this question. What's your favorite artist you work with?
Of course, it's my boy, man. Chip Lurkin, the Lurk guy.
And why is that? Because right now you're biased.
Of course.
You saying it because that's your nigga.
That's my best friend. What you mean?
Nah, but on the other hand, outside of Chip, I've worked with Be The Future. And I've worked with another artist. I worked with three other artists that I've done good work with. Killer D, He's from Minden, Louisiana.
I ain't never heard of Minden.
Well, I haven't either till I met Killer D. But
shout out to Minden.
Homie got a nice work ethic, and he got some nice music, and he put on for Louisiana, even though he's in Texas at this time. Right. I got Be the Future. Be the Future be putting out some fire songs. And I got another guy that I met at the Fleet Conference, Gully Bars.
Yeah, I know Gully. That's what's that nigga named Sean?
I only know him by Gully Bars.
He got locks?
Yeah, he got locks.
Man, shout out to my nigga Gully, man. That's my nigga.
Gully is a cool ass nigga.
No, that's
man.
My nigga. Like
he cool as the fuck and his music fire as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with him.
Another person
on this pod too.
Another person who we've worked with as a team, Lil Wildlife. Now, in my opinion, Lil Wildlife should be the next person from the city to blow, cause he got some nice music.
Right.
Even like he got some hood shit, he got some bounce shit, and he got some, you know, that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we control the future of our artists and who we decide to blow up. Honestly, I admire and respect Atlanta so much, how they became a hub and how they support their people. Like, I got so much admiration for Atlanta. I'm hoping that we can follow suit and do the same thing and start putting our talented people on and, like, supporting every fucking body. You know how much talent in New Orleans?
A lot.
I can speak like, say, bro, you know how funny I am? I might be the funniest nigga in the world. I might be. I might be the most funniest nigga in the world. But I'm not like celebrate like the funniest nigga in the world. I should be celebrating like y'all celebrate Eddie Murphy.
Nigga, you don't tell jokes.
You just you're do not, funny you, shit.
Right. I don't like care. A Mario P or something like that, nigga. Like nah. your delivery is hilarious.
Okay, let's switch this up. Not to toot my own horn or sound arrogant, but with this media shit, I might be the best in the world at it. In the fucking
yeah,
world.
Yeah, you multifaceted. Like, nigga, you rap. Like, nigga, you funny. I mean, you ain't like, that handsome, but I mean, you all right. You ain't the ugliest nigga in the world.
Last week, you was begging me to take my shirt off.
No, because you think you built like fucking Tyson Beckford. Show us, nigga. Like, come on, you proud of you proud of that belly?
So?
Hey.
I like it.
Well, to be honest with you, Fleet, the Louisiana Fleet, that's what we trying to do. Like, we trying to build a platform within Louisiana, not just New Orleans, but Louisiana, to build up our Louisiana artists and bring them to, like I said, to a worldwide
right.
situation. But like I said before, your business got to be in order.
That's it, bro. I'm about to sound like a hypocrite right now. I'm about to sound real bad.
What you got?
Because I fuck with New Orleans. But I don't fuck with Louisiana.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't fuck with Louisiana at all.
Outside of New Orleans.
Over there.
Outside of New Orleans, I really do fuck with Baton Rouge music. And that's because I went to school at Jackson State. So a lot of the music that they played came from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, they listen to a lot of Boosie.
They listen to Boosie, they listen to Webby.
Webby,
and
yeah.
That's really.
I don't like none of that.
Like, my uncle used to listen to Boosie. But being in Jackson, that's how I became a fan of Webby. And that's how I became a fan. That's how I really became a bigger fan of Boosie, because they used to play it so much. You know what I'm saying? So that made me listen to other artists that's coming. Like, you got Level. Level is a fire-ass artist out of BR. Like, he could get your party rocking. I ain't even lying. You play a Level song, your party will be jumping. Serious.
I do that, you know, that jig shit that we used to dance to in the club.
I used to dance.
We don't go to clubs no more. That's why. Fuck. Nah,
I mean, I'm sure Baton Rouge has appeal. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, it ain't for everybody, you know.
Ain't for nobody. I ain't got no Baton Rouge fans. You know, listen to TMI and Baton Rouge.
You might get some, you know.
Right, nigga.
Alright. I got a question. Is it petty for me to like seeing single mom struggle, the ones who turn me down?
No, because I'm the same way.
Because
I'm the same way too, dog. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Did you chastise me for that before? I think you did.
I don't think so.
I think you did.
Sound like Eric.
No, it sounded like you.
No.
Because no, you're better than that.
No, but
we move better than that.
Because you're supposed to root for everybody. However, I like seeing when chicks I tried to holler at 20 years ago and turn me down have like 5 failed relationships and 3 kids.
Yeah,
I love seeing that.
I don't want them to have professional loss, but personal wise, hell yeah, I'd be rooting for them to lose.
I enjoy seeing that.
Like, I want you to be successful in life, but not with a nigga.
I don't know that. That
fuck out of here.
That makes me happy.
Shit. Like, I be Jordan fist bump when that nigga disappear off that profile. I already know what's going on. This nigga.
When they change their status from in a relationship to single.
But they don't change it no more. All of a sudden, that nigga just stopped showing up. Nah. Like he got fired.
They archive the pics, so the pics disappear.
Right.
All the pics on the page be gone.
I ain't gonna hold you. I do that shit. We beefing, man. The pics disappearing. Zoop. That's tough.
Shit, I be dying laughing, though. I be like, oh, this nigga done fucked up, huh? Nigga be all in the stories. All of a sudden, it's a lot of selfies and a lot of solo pics. I be like, I already know what happened.
Why you don't be asking what's going on?
No, I don't want to be like that nigga. Like, oh, you watching my desperate story? Yeah, like I've been stalking him or something. No, I root against him in silence.
Get my little chuckle on.
Yep.
Say, Clay, nigga, how you don't make a set? Like, say on.
Cause man, no, look,
nigga, if the vibe right, I might want to hear Jay-Z said. I want to hear that fucking
but
no,
niggas always tell me niggas ain't trying to dance no Jay-Z.
I'm gonna be honest with you, as a DJ, the making set shit, it kind of go out the window because you can make a set and that shit don't even fly.
Right.
So man, it's really about reading your crowd.
Man, fuck that crowd.
So nigga, like,
put that hove on.
Like, if people have a wet nigga, like they give you like a list of songs and shit.
The way I do it is I have them give me the list for like their first dance, mother and father dance, and shit like that.
Right.
Then I have a list on there. I say, I tell them pick 3 genres of music that they would like to hear, and I let them pick 3 songs that they don't want to hear at all. So, out of those 3 genres, I do my research and, you know, put it in my Serato. And when it's time to do my thing, I do my thing.
Right.
Oh, speaking on shit that you don't want to hear. Hey, Kendrick Lamar.
I knew it was coming.
Go crawl back in your hole.
Nigga ain't no Kendrick, man.
I'm tired. Like, I hate overhyped niggas. And he a hype beast. Like, a lot of things he do be just all right. And everybody overhype it. That last album was garbage.
Shit water.
Talk about this. What is it called? Mr. Brown and the Steppers.
Yeah.
I threw that shit on the ground and stepped on it repeatedly. I was stepping on it because it was trash.
Man, that
nigga
shit
garbage.
I mean, I was more of a like a
garbage.
A mental health shit. But for whatever reason, he decided I want to do a rap album about mental health for black men.
Man, stop
it. Knock the approach.
Keep this a buck.
I only listen.
Is he not overhyped with everything he do? Cause I can start naming that. We can go back and forth. I can give you examples.
Everybody who's great is overhyped.
No.
Yeah. Everybody who's great at something is overhyped.
Michael ain't Jones. This the second time he done sent shots at somebody on a feature? Like, he did that years ago on
Control,
a song.
On Control?
Yeah, some track like that, he did that before.
And he did that on a Control beat.
Let's talk about his discography. Good Kid, Mad City was a great album. It wasn't my cup of tea, but I know it was a great album.
Right.
I like it because it tells a story from beginning to end. So if you listen to it from the beginning to the end, you could get the whole story. It's like a movie.
Right.
Like, he should have got artists of the brand, best new artist. He should have got that Grammy, but he didn't. They gave it to Macklemore.
Whack.
He follows it up with something called The Pimple Butterfly. That shit was garbage. That's an overhyped CD. That shit was bad.
They only got one song on there I like, and it's the song, We Gonna Be All Right. That's the only song I like on there.
He followed that with Damn. I like Damn.
Right.
Damn, nice.
I like Damn.
Damn's a nice album.
He come with this big stuff of shit. But every time he do something, he taking shots at Drake. He was on a BT Cypher, talking about some had a sensitive rapper, tuck his pajamas, and that shit was trash, nigga. Like, they hyping you. That shit trash. This verse he dropped right here. It's a solid verse. It's like a 7 or 8. It's not a fucking spectacular verse, nigga. You're not good enough to go at J. Cole. J. Cole's better than you. He's been better than you the past 6 years. You do a verse once every twice every 5 years. Nobody want to hear you rap, bitch.
Man, he don't rap enough.
Nigga, in fact, he don't rap enough. Fuck that. I send you to a verses right now. Man, say, dog. Like,
I'm going to be in your corner, but
man, fuck that. Kendrick, you put Kendrick in front of me right now. We battle him and eat that nigga head off. Man, it's not going to be close. I'm going to write him and eat that nigga head off. Nobody want to hear that. Changing your voices. Nobody want to hear that bullshit. He the male Nicki Minaj. We ain't trying to hear that bullshit.
Nicki.
All he want to do is change his fucking voice, man. Fuck you, Kendrick.
Nick, that Nicki sound trash. Like that sound like that Tommy Hearns Martin fight right there. I don't want to do it to you like that, bro. But I'm going to be honest. The only reason the verse really fire is because the beat. The beat make the beat make the song.
So my fuck Big 3 is Big Me. No, nigga. First of all, you got to catch me before you talk to Drake and Cole. You got to catch up to me. Fuck that. Man, tag this nigga in this shit. Man, man, eat this nigga head off. Like, niggas, nigga, I used to rap, and I wasn't good. Nigga, I was phenomenal. Nigga, I was phenomenal. The niggas y'all like, I was better than. Like that J. Cole nigga, I was better than young J. Cole. New J. Cole is different. But young J. Cole, we were on the same level. Y'all like Nas. I'm eating that nigga up.
Would you hate Nas too?
No, Nas nice, but oh, nigga, you know how good I really was at rapping? I used to be that nigga with rapping, nigga. I was nice.
He was a dog. Right
there, man. Like,
this nigga hate shit. Nas.
Damn. Oh, fuck you, Kendrick.
Damn.
Hey, Classic, you running Kendrick songs? What song you playing for Kendrick?
Shit, the one I just told you.
He got some cuts. He got that.
He got a few songs.
Whole wedding. Just this.
Oh, yeah, that bit go hard, too. But that one go hard because of the sample. And Drake on there.
Eating that nigga up.
y'all listen to Section 80? I
like that. No. That album was fire.
Yeah, Section 80 was nice.
I don't want to listen to him do anything. I don't want to see him rap. I don't want to see him act.
Oh, yeah, he did play a crackhead on Power.
Yeah, I hate that nigga.
I was about to say when he was in. He was in Power.
Yeah, he played a crackhead on Power.
I don't like nothing about that nigga, man. Ruin my fucking day. Not mad.
At least you be consistent, like this, nigga. You been hating. I remember when you and Harold was arguing about the same shit. You said when that Pimp a Butterfly shit first came out, and Harold was talking about it was nice. Hey,
bro. You know how stupid Harold is. Harold like everything trash. He like Eminem. He like Jerry West. Who the fuck like Jerry West?
Jerry West?
Who the fuck like Jerry West? All they can do is do this. Mid-range. Nigga trash.
I guess because he the logo for the NBA.
Man, fuck out of here. Fucking Jerry West.
I ain't never heard nobody say I'm a Jerry West fan in my life.
In my fucking life.
Maybe Pistol Pete.
Oh, Lord. Oh, shit.
It's a classic.
What up, though?
You think you're responsible for your girl's maintenance? On a physical level like hair, wax, nails?
Hell no.
Damn.
What the fuck wrong with that?
I wasn't expecting that.
Me neither. I thought he was
with such conviction.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. So, you remember they had the argument about why they got to go 50-50 on bills and shit?
They had that shit every day.
Yes.
Check this out. So I feel like if we both working and I pay all the bills, you could take care of your own shit.
That's fair.
You could take care of your own hair and makeup and all that. Because I don't need all that. I don't care about all that. Once you open your legs, I don't see no hair, no makeup. Shit.
Hold up. She need a wax, though.
I mean, some niggas like that wolf coochie.
It's a wolf right now.
Yeah.
No.
Some people like the wolf.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a nasty motherfucker. I don't care. Real rap. Waxed or not, long as it's clean, I'm getting in between.
Michael Carlton Fresh. What you think, Mike?
I mean, it's not mandatory. I will do it, but it's not like I have to. It's like a bonus. Like, it's not like something like paying the light bill. That shit is man, making sure she eat, making sure she healthy mentally is mandatory. Not your fucking toes or that's, like, it's not her responsibility to make sure I got my hair cut. Because you don't need a haircut. Like, you don't need your hair done. They got ways, they got shit around there. You can go do shit in the bathroom.
Niggas do need a haircut. Say, bro, like, I know y'all see me right now. Y'all see this handsome nigga. But, like, when I grow my hair out, you know, I'm not lined up. I look rough.
A bald head is but you could, you if you wanted to, you're not incapable of managing that shit yourself. You're just lazy.
No lie. That's why I got a hat on right now, because I don't got a fucking haircut. I think for a man, having a haircut is a mental health thing, to be honest with you. But my thing is this, like Mike said, I don't mind doing it, like, on the extra side, but don't make it like it's my responsibility. No.
And that's why I think a lot of dudes get, they starting to push back against that, because women be like, you gotta do, gotta, it's got, don't tell me what I gotta do. Let me decide what I want to do for you. If you, if I feel like you a good enough woman in my life that I want to overextend myself with taking care of you. You know, I don't got, all I got, like my teacher told me one time, all I got to do is stay black and die. Everything else is optional.
And then the other thing is,
Morgan Freeman said that on Lean On Me.
Oh, I heard it from him. Shout out to Mr. Henry. That was the first time I ever heard that.
Nigga, they say, you got to stop them. And he said, I ain't got to do nothing but stay black and die.
He was my teacher before. I ain't see Lean On Me till I got older.
Oh, I saw it as a kid.
Yeah, I ain't see it as a kid.
Well, he stole it from Morgan Freeman. Yeah, thieving ass nigga.
Oh, well, shout out to Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry, old thieving ass.
Okay, that's still my dog.
Damn, my dog.
That nigga was funny.
I can't stand that nigga.
You don't even know him, nigga. You ain't go to Gregory.
I don't like him.
That's crazy.
He stole from old ass Morgan Freeman.
I don't like that nigga.
Oh, elderly ass nigga been old my whole life.
I don't like thieves.
Shit.
But my dude Larry asked me that. Like, well, he sent me something. He was like, what you think of this? And it was talking about the price of hair, wax, eyebrows, nails, and tools. And is it the man's responsibility to accommodate that? I don't, if it's my girl, I think it is. Like, I like tools done, so I should pay for that shit.
I mean, but you got to make sure you can afford it, too. Don't neglect some important shit because she want her hair done or her nails done.
I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for any other man. Mike, I ain't been broken in 15 years. I've been afford everything.
But most, you got to realize, nigga, you make more money than like 80% of the population. More than that.
Don't me. I don't know what I'm doing now.
you finna be making more money. I get
licensed Tuesday.
Right.
I better pass that test, nigga.
Like, nigga, people don't realize, like, if you make over $50,000 a year, like, you doing better than, like, 60 or 70% of the world.
Yeah, you cake right there.
Like, it's not a lot of money in America, but, like, because we only see what's around us, so it's broke to us. They got motherfuckers overseas, nigga. You get them $50,000, they live like a king. Especially in American money. That's six figures in whatever their dollars is. Shit. So, like, you gotta prioritize shit.
Well, if she like it and I like it, like, all right. They say most dudes don't like makeup. And most niggas get catfished. Say you go to the club or somewhat dark and she got globs of makeup on. She looks stunning. But then you see her the next day and she like poo because she ain't got no makeup on.
Right.
So most niggas hate that. I could put up with it, but you got to be in makeup 24/7.
Yeah, see, that's why she look like that, because she wear makeup way too fucking much.
You said 24/7?
Yeah, like, if she's ugly, if she's ugly without makeup, she has to wear makeup 24/7, and I'll still date her. I can never see her without makeup. You have to wear it all the day, every day. Oh, well.
Her face going to be fucked up. Right. She's about to take that makeup off.
This nigga here, dog.
Man said 24/7.
Say, bro, niggas mad horny.
All every day, fuck.
All day.
You know how I know niggas horny? I'm playing, I played the PlayStation. I got Final Fantasy VII, Rebirth.
Yeah.
Remake of the classic game that came out in like in the 90s or something, or 2000s. It's old. And they got Facebook groups. And Ricky in the group, because Ricky a big fan of fantasy fan, he gonna add me.
Right.
Man, niggas be fucking tweaking over fucking video game characters. That shit is very that shit is very disturbing.
They was doing it for Tomb Raider.
Man, talking and taking snapshots of like a video game character bent over and shit is, that's beyond creepy to me. Like, Nigga, I beat my dick a lot. I'm not gonna sit right there and beat off to no fucking the video game character. Like,
oh, that's taking it to another level.
That's a different kind of horny.
That's them super creepy ass, like the what that nigga name was the nigga, what's the name of the fucking movie with Lisa Ray? Players Club. Oh. That nigga who went follow home.
With the glasses.
Myron? Yeah, Myron. That's the Myron type niggas. Them old creepy ass stalker niggas. Them niggas be super horny. And let a chick dress like that in real life. He gonna follow her.
He gonna think it's the character.
Right. Them niggas be them niggas be psychotic, though.
I ain't gonna lie, I get super horny. Like, I'm on Instagram. I'm looking at this chick. I think her name is Gianna Speed. I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, oh, shit. Nigga, I ain't never got that hard, that fast in my life.
Is she a model? Or she like an OnlyFans chick?
Oh, nah, she like... Like do videos like
that's like the same thing now.
Oh, yeah. I know, but they got like IG models and some of them don't be naked. Like I'm asking, does she get naked?
Well, shit, all of them got OnlyFans, so they go get naked.
She a certified porn star.
Yeah, she done be fucking.
Yeah, she a porn star. Okay, like, yeah, that's different then. Like that's not you taking like a Laura Croft picture. I'm like, oh, look at them titties and beating your meat to it.
I don't know. I went on that story. Had to find a video of her. Oh shit.
Like that's what she posted it for that specific thing. Like them niggas be taking something that's like
non-sexual
and making it sexual. Like that's creepy though.
That's hella creepy. Like the niggas commenting, "Ooh, good shot. I'm glad you got that." Like, what the fuck?
What?
They be sharing that shit. I know they got a texting group. They be sharing pictures and shit.
Probably got a Telegram with that shit.
You know what also disturbs me? I hate, like, my girl see me the way she see me.
What you mean?
Like, because I'm that nigga. And she probably see me as regular Dominic. But I used to be him. And I think she forgets that. Like, like, at one point in life, I was popping. I was really him. Like, I could do what I want. I can get anybody I want. I was that nigga. And I think women be like forgetting you that nigga. Not just my situation, but in general, women, they be forgetting that you had a past and a life and used
that's
to be that nigga.
In general, like, even like you be like, I know you niggas be like, man, this nigga, I was talking about he used to rap. Like, nigga spit something. I know nigga be like, nigga spit something. You ain't nice. Like, even like that's how niggas be. Like, you be like, man, this nigga used to be spitting. Like you really gotta go get somebody to tell, like we gotta like have a fucking reference.
You gotta have a story.
Yeah, like you gotta have a story behind the shit. Like that should be driving me. Like I used to, that's why I keep Eric number on dial. Like we talking about basketball. Like, oh, Mike can't play. Let me call Eric, because Eric was there for a majority of all my fucking situations. He would tell you this nigga used to be really good. That's why when John came on here and said that shit, I was like, thank you, somebody finally said it on the podcast, so I can just pull it up whenever I get into it with somebody. Like. Even when I like niggas be like, "Oh, Nick, I know Nick used to rap." I got into it with my girlfriend over Nick rapping before. She's like, "What you think Nick says the truth? It is." Like, this nigga, the only nigga I know in the fucking music business. So if he telling me about the shit, it gotta be a fact. He ain't gonna sit up there and make some shit up to me.
I mean, it's not a lot, but I had like fucking like 50,000 people on my space like listen to my fucking music. I had an A&R. Come holler at me from what that group was, Mike Jones.
Switch out.
Yeah. Nigga holler. Nigga reached out to me. Nigga set a meeting up. Me and Donnell in the fucking meeting. Who says Donnell in the meeting? The money wasn't right, so I walked away. Like niggas know I spit. Rob was on his podcast.
Right.
Rob heard me rap. Rob gonna tell you I'm one of the nicest niggas he ever heard spit. Like nigga Chip, I used to walk around Suno like bars. Like if it's safe, I'm jumping in that bitch because that's all I did was rap. I ain't got the passion to do it no more, but like some shit I grew, I just ain't got it no more. I'm gonna come on and spill one day though. I'm hurt somebody's feelings. And take a shot at Kendrick. ND one.
The same way Kendrick take them shots at Drake every 3 years.
Yeah, but say class, you ever feel like well, I don't know if you ever felt like that nigga in your life.
Hell yeah.
All right, you ever feel
I'm
like...
I'm still that nigga. What you mean?
You ever feel like you slept on or something?
I definitely feel slept on. But hey, if you sleep, that's on you.
I don't know. I know who I am. I know I'm him. I'm like, no, man, don't forget it.
Like,
oh man.
Before I was DJ Classic, I was Teddy McFly, so I already know who the hell I am. And my mama named me Denzel, so that's my middle name. So she knew what was up.
That was up.
We on music on. There was an uproar. Nicki Minaj was supposed to do a show on your birthday.
Yeah.
She canceled it. Under the weather, I think.
Yeah, she said she was sick. She thought she had COVID, so she canceled.
I know she was sick like a couple days before, but boy, New Orleans was mad at her.
Especially because, like, I think like 2 days later, she was performing in
Atlanta.
Yeah. So everybody was kind of heated about the shit. She said she rescheduled it, so.
Like, if you're a perfectionist and you like performing, you don't want to put on like a horrible show.
Yeah.
Because. Say she put on the show and she ain't got no voice or something, or she don't have the energy.
Right.
So her performance lazy. Nigga about to start tearing her ass up and dragging her.
Yep.
They already dragging her about that Meg shit.
Right.
Which is weird to me. Meg got a tour too. But I don't care how you look at it, dog. Nicki put her work in. Nicki the queen of rap. There's no debating that shit.
Right.
Like she's done it. She's done it.
Like she ain't no overnight wonder. Like she been doing this shit for years.
Years.
Nigga, she on tracks. The best niggas in rap, or like in the past 10 years, no particular order, but Drake, Wayne,
right,
Jay Z, Kanye, she on tracks with all of them.
Yeah, like at one point,
holding her own.
Like she was the only real rapper in those best rap categories for women. It was like her and people who barely was making music for a long time before the new wave came out.
So I mean. I'm sorry Nicki couldn't do a show because I'd have bought tickets. In fact, I was looking at Flow Seats. They weren't that expensive, so I was going to buy tickets. But then I'm seeing on Facebook, it's canceled. So,
right.
I thought it was sold out.
Nah, nigga, I was looking at that bitch. It was almost sold out. They said almost. But I'm looking at, I'm on StubHub and shit. So they had tickets.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at, they had floor tickets still. And I'm a bougie concert goer, so.
Nigga, you a bougie arena goer, nigga.
Me as well. I only go to concerts when I'm on the floor.
What's going on in that building? He ain't sitting in the fucking regular seats.
Right. If I ain't in great seats, I ain't right. going.
Facts.
I'm mad, buddy. Like, buddy be getting Pelican tickets. He be like, I got tickets, man, go. But I don't be sitting where I like sitting. I see often a lot of like companies or people start GoFundMes. Like for, you know, everything.
Right.
We definitely need a GoFundMe. And I put somebody in charge of starting a TMI GoFundMe. How much money do we need?
You can start low, like $50,000. $20,000.
No,
you can set it up, whatever the number is. You can set it for whatever. $500. You can do whatever.
We need $100,000. What we need it for?
It's fucking studio equipment, all kinds of shit. Fuck.
Yeah.
Mics?
Yeah.
Lights? Fuck. All that shit. All this shit costs money.
Facts.
Yeah, we're going to start the GoFundMe. Let's do $50,000. We ain't going to be greedy. So I need everybody to reach into your wallets, reach into your heart.
Yeah, you got to say that.
And, start putting into this TMI GoFundMe.
Fuck, they be having them old crooked ass GoFundMes that people be donating to, and then people get mad because they got scammed out of their money. Shit.
At least y'all telling them what it's
right.
For.
Fuck.
I got a question. Hey, class, you got any kids?
Nah, not right now.
Not right now. We'll have some later.
whenever it happens.
You want to drink? Nah, not right now. I was thinking about child support. I'm fully in favor of child support. I know some people not, and there's no right or wrong answer, but I heard so many people say shit like, if the woman needs child support, let the child live with the man.
Huh?
I don't hear that. I hear that a lot. I ain't gonna say I heard it. I hear that a lot.
I can form a rebuttal on that so many ways. starters, the workforce is misogynistic.
Hell yes, super misogynistic.
Very.
Women are not hired in certain positions, and they pay less in certain positions. So she might need the money more than a man, because they can do the same job. He's getting paid more.
Right.
Like, I ain't one of these, I should have drunk my fucking drink. I'm thirsty. I ain't one of these niggas that cape for women like
Derrick Jackson.
Yeah. I ain't about to cape like that, but I understand the importance of child support. The two people together did not make, they made that child together. So it's ridiculous to ask one person to take care of that child financially.
Right. True.
But a lot of men, hate child support.
Right. Because they feel like the mama living it up off them. Like they not doing everything they supposed to do with the money, which is it's for the entire household. The child lives in the house, nigga. It's for the entire household. It's not just for clothes for this child, food for this child, school stuff for this child. That's not how child support works. It's for the household to make the impact the child living there.
Yeah, the child condition, like, child well being.
So what you think about? Because I know what I think about niggas. Feel like I'm on child support. I don't gotta do this for the child. Don't call me for school shoes, or don't call me for books or pencils and pens and shit.
I'm not. Well, every situation is different.
Right.
Every situation is different. If I'm trying to do for my child, I know me. If I'm trying to do for the child, you ain't got to put me on child support. I'm going to do for my child. If I'm already doing for him or her and you put me on child support, my whole demeanor going to change. So I can understand somebody be like, man, they be like, oh, well, Ray needs shoes. Well, they go support, go buy him. I can see why a nigga feel that way.
Right.
Because honestly, I might feel that way if I'm put on child support, because out of every nigga in the world, I should be on child support the way I move. Like, you know what I'm going to do for the kids, so you trying to put me on child. That's crazy right there.
Right. But it might be, some of that should be like a part of the divorce settlement, too.
Now, you can work, I mean,
y'all can come to a settlement, but
you can come to something amicable without a lawyer.
Yeah, but it's still technically called child support, but both of y'all just agree on what the amount is. Saying like a situation, like some niggas be in that kind of situation.
I ain't about to agree on that. I'm going to be like, yo, I got the kid. Like, what need, I got him. Like, I'm not about to give you money. Like, we should be able to come to understand that I'm going to do for you. So, I don't put this through a contract.
If she, say you married somebody, you rich, or you not even rich, you just what you is now. She don't work that much. Y'all get a divorce. Now she got to go get a job. Now she got to go do this. Like, all that shit coming out the gate, she ain't got no money yet. So she need a set amount per month to get on her feet. But you can always go back to court and get that shit reduced.
I'm not, like, the second you bring me to court for a set amount, my ratio with you is going to change. Especially with financials. Like, I'm only going to give you that set amount. You're never going to get nothing from me ever again. In no kind of way.
So your child can't call and say, Daddy, I want these shoes for school.
They can call them.
And I'm going to get it.
Yeah, they can call.
I'm saying, but they don't make no sense to call if you're going to keep saying no. Eventually, they're going to stop asking you. I ain't saying the mama calling. I'm saying the child asking their father.
Then me and the mama had this conversation, bro. Like, you should, like, it's going to be understood before. Like, if you bring me to court and put me on child support, that's all you ever going to get for me. You don't get nothing extra. That's all you going to ever get for me. Without child support, you probably get more, because I'm going to, whatever child need, I'm going to do that.
I mean, because
the situation, like, when you play the role for greed and you try to get this, right, that's going to hurt you in the long run.
I mean, the situation I grew up in, from what I was understood, my daddy was on child support. And I could still call my daddy and ask him for whatever I needed. I'm not saying your answer is wrong.
Stop calling Mike daddy.
That's my daddy. I don't give a fuck what you say.
That's your dad.
That's my daddy. I ain't never say dad in my life. I'm not white. Hey, dad. How you doing, dad? This ain't fucking step by step, nigga.
No, you sexual. Hey, daddy.
No, you sex. You daddy is sexual to Dominic Hunter.
Because bitches call me daddy.
If that case, I'm fine with bitches not calling me daddy. I'm cool with that.
Bitches don't call you at all.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's cool. That's cool.
I got it.
You don't want to come. I used to be that nigga. I used to be the man. I was getting bitches. Y'all would be like, whatever.
Oh, man.
Like, hey, Class, how you feel about child support?
I support it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any kids, but I feel as though in some situations, you got some people that need to be on child support because they not doing nothing for their kids. So you gotta bring the court in to make them do something for their kids. But I feel as though if you putting in that work for your children and you supporting your children without having to be on papers, just keep it how it is.
That's what I'm saying. I want to come through an understanding that we can reach mutually.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with what y'all saying, but I'm just saying what my situation was. I'm pretty sure my daddy didn't have to do all that. He wanted to, I'm like that. Like, I know you don't need shit, but if you be like, say Fresh, I need $20. I don't know what the fuck you need for. You just ain't got no cash on you because you don't carry cash. I need 20 to go parking or something. Nigga, I feel great when niggas ask me for help. You don't need it. Fuck, you got more money than me. But if you coming to me, that means you trust me.
Oh, I used to have more money.
Nah, I'm the broke one on here. Nigga, you can't play broke. You don't want to throw money at everything, remember? You can't change the dynamic of the relationship, nigga. What? Hey.
I'm going to talk to my girl beforehand.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her know. She'll be like, yo, I'm going to tell you the call. We need child support. I'm going to say from the get-go, you ain't got to do that because anything the child need,
right,
I'm doing it. So you ain't got to do that shit. But she was like, I'm doing it anyway. I'm going to forewarn you. Whatever they decide, that's all you're going to get. I'm never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, helping out in any kind of way. You're going to get that and that's it.
So my question is this. So what if the court decides she don't get nothing?
That's going to be tough, then.
At least you can wish me luck.
What are you talking about? Honey, when it rains. You're not going to let your child be like, oh, just ask your mama. I'm giving you mama this. Ask your mama. Ask your mama. That's not true.
Oh, of course, it should. Like, the child be like, I need this. I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to buy it. I ain't never sent no money. Going by it.
That's what I'm talking. I'm not saying send whatever amount. I'm talking about, like, they call you specifically for a certain item. Are you gonna be like, nah?
And mom gonna struggle. She gonna struggle because I'm.
But that means your child gonna struggle.
And she better not have no other kids because then I'm gonna be the petty dad. No. I'm showing up for Christmas, honey gifts to the kids.
This nigga, no, you can't.
Sorry, little man, you can't get that.
Nah, that's different. I'm talking about, like, she's struggling to keep the lights on, shit like that.
Get a job.
She might not be making enough. Nigga, she went from not having to work to now she got to work all the time.
She don't put me on them papers. Once you bring the court involved, the animal come out.
This nigga cruel, dog.
Say, bro, why every movie got to have a sequel?
Because they made money off a bunch of money on the first one?
Would it be like straight to DVD sequels? Like, the example, Two Can Play That Game was a pretty good, I mean, it wasn't a good movie, but it was a movie, solid. Why they came up with a Three Can Play That Game?
That was stupid.
Because they made a bunch of movies, off the first, what it was, three? Yeah, three of them or two of them?
Only two.
I got two. You watched Three Can Play That Game?
I seen it on TV, on Bounce TV.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
And the people that was in the first one probably blew up, like Morris Chestnut was in that first one, huh?
He was big already, Pause. Yes.
I mean, but he probably got bigger.
Gabriel Union was big already. Anthony Anderson was big already.
All them people was famous people already.
Monique was big already.
It was black famous.
Literally.
Like, once you start becoming white famous, your budget go up.
Morris Chestnut been that dude for a long time. Like, he's been that dude for
I say he was getting $2 million for that first one. The next one he won $5 million. They can't afford the $5 million.
That boy not getting $2 million for that role.
I'm throwing out numbers, nigga. Damn, I don't know how much the nigga made. I don't even like Morris Chestnut or black ass.
They gave him $8 for that movie.
For the first one?
$8.37.
No, they made at least $40 or $50 million off the first movie, dog.
It's a Thursday.
Shit. So they budget. They be budgeting that shit. You know how they do black movies. This the cap. Y'all got $2 million to make this movie. If Morris Chestnut won $5 million, he can't be in the second one. They gonna find some more low budget handsome nigga to be the Morris Chestnut character.
But the thing about it, in the sequel to that movie, the movie wasn't even about the same character. So it was about a whole different.
Vivica Fox was in that movie though.
She was in it, but she was in it as like a consultant. Like, she wasn't like in the first movie. It was about her and her relationship. That Three Can Play That Game movie. It's not even about her.
I'm just throwing out the fucking scenarios out there. The little bit I do know about movie making, if they made a bunch of, if the budget was $2 million on the first one, and they made 50. They gonna make a second one. It don't matter how bad that motherfucker is. They made a whole bunch of movie, a money off that movie. They gonna make another one. Why they got so many barbershops? Because they we come to see them.
But nah, barbershop they one, two, and though. Three were they weren't like straight to DVD. They were good movies.
I'm saying, but it was getting progressively worse.
I'll give you another example.
We like Nicki Minaj. Yeah. The movie wasn't good.
What the movie about?
Exactly.
I'll give you another example. You remember in the 90s they had The Mask with Jim Carrey?
Oh, yeah. The Mask 2 was terrible. It was trash.
Trash.
They couldn't afford Jim Carrey for the second one.
I never watched it.
He was doing 20
It was another one that was on TV.
Yeah, I think they got a third one, like Dog Mask or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I ain't never seen that one.
Perfect example. They couldn't afford Jim Carrey no more. He was getting $20 million a movie at that point when the second one came out.
They could have afforded Jim Carrey.
$20 million a movie?
Jim Carrey, like, I'm not about to make this. Like, Jim Carrey probably read that script and, like, I'm not doing this shit.
So you got to overpay for him. You're going to have a bad script. You got to just bribe a nigga to come do it.
Jim Carrey got he got integrity. He's not doing a bad script. He's going to look at that shit and say, no, I'm not doing it.
Jim Carrey playing in Sonic movies now, so you know he ain't playing in nothing that's whack.
I ain't never seen them. They good? Them Sonic movies?
They pretty good. Oh. Pretty faithful to the game.
One movie I like is came on the 90s, Cruel Intentions. You got Ryan Phillippe and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
And the chick from Scream. I forgot her name. What's her face?
Neve Campbell?
Neve Campbell.
No, that was Selma Blair, wasn't Neve Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
And they had my black nigga from Barbershop, Sean.
Oh, your boy.
Sean Patrick.
The one who played on Say the Last Dance, dude.
All right, Cruel Intentions was a really good, it was written pretty well. It's a good movie. It's kind of good.
Kevin Bacon was in that, huh?
No,
you thinking about
Wild Things. Yeah, oh, I thought that was the same fucking movie.
No, nigga.
Damn near.
you saw Cruel Intentions, huh?
Yeah, I seen it.
So, you know, I watched Tubi. So, all of a sudden, Cruel Intentions 2 pops up.
I didn't even know they made a sequel to that
movie.
I did.
No, I saw it.
Nigga, they got a 3. They got a 2 and 3.
They got a trilogy?
I couldn't watch them. I had it planned, but it's the worst shit I've seen in my life, so I had to turn it off. And we gotta stop making sequels to everything. Like, nigga, they be bad sequels.
Nigga, you like Tubi movies. How you gonna talk about something being bad?
Because some Tubi movies be good.
No, nigga,
I ain't gonna lie. Some Tubi movies do be good.
I'm telling that nigga, they be fire. Some of them
movies do be good.
They just as bad as the fucking Cruel Intentions.
They be low budget, but they just be good.
Be right. I don't want to see no Detroit niggas tell me, what up, dude? Shut the fuck up, nigga. I don't want to watch say that. Nothing. Shit.
Well, they do got a lot of people from Detroit on that bitch, though. They got Dirty D and all that.
Speaking of Detroit, when we gonna cancel BMF?
It's not soon.
That shit terrible.
Eventually, them niggas go to jail, right?
This season is bad.
They already got picked up for a fourth season. They got picked up for a fourth season the day of the first episode.
Man, they gotta get rid of that. This shit is bad.
Now,
man.
I think the worst part of it is your girl, the Henrietta character, Henry. The girl who looked like fucking Wesley Snipes with goals in her mouth. They got to get rid of her ass. She look like Shava Ranks. They got to get rid of her ass.
Nigga, this whole scene is written bad. They need to bring Lamar back and let him chase things around the hood. Oh, he not dead. They put him on crack.
They put him on crack, man. He on that shit. He pooking now.
Oh, he a crackhead now. I mean, don't. It's gonna end when them niggas go to jail. Ain't that when it ends?
Hope they go to jail tomorrow.
Yeah.
This shit bad.
Look, don't them niggas go to jail? They raid these niggas or something?
But the time jump on it is stupid because the first season they was in the 80s. The second season they somewhere in the 90s. And this season they in like 92, 93. But they had 96 Tupac on there.
I think they not. I think it's 92. I think they. But it's 96 Tupac.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Man, they find any dog nigga. Put a bandana on them and have a goatee.
That's all they do.
You're a Pac.
They put a fake nose ring on them.
You're a Pac.
They might as well make Anthony Mackie play Tupac again. Well, that.
Say, bro, man, we got to cancel BMF. Only good thing about BMF is the theme song.
At least you can wish me show.
I ain't seen one fucking episode yet. Nah, nigga, y'all niggas watch BMF.
Nigga, season one and two is fire.
Shit.
Well, season one is fucking fire. Two is good.
I ain't going to lie to you. 50 Cent. Make some fire ass shows. But they don't, as they keep going along, they get progressively worse.
One show, he put his money up and produced these shows. He didn't make any.
Yeah. Well,
Courtney Kipp made Power. She wrote Power.
That.
BMF is already a story. I could have wrote that shit. I know the story.
He just lent his name to it.
Yeah. He executive producers. He put money behind it and reap the benefits of it.
Right.
And they give him credit. Like, you know, they take his suggestions on some stuff. But Courtney Kemp made Power. Everything about Power was all her.
Yeah, she even saying it's like about her. It's basically an allegory for the story of her and her dad.
She need to get rid of fucking that Tommy Spinoff bullshit.
I ain't get rid of a lot of shit, man.
I'm mad they canceled Ghost, man.
That was the last season. See, that was the fire one.
That was, and they just canceled.
But that shit was so unrealistic.
I think they about to start the Kanan meeting Tommy and Ghost shit.
Well, they supposed to be doing a prequel of Tommy and Ghost, so
I think they about to focus.
Well, I thought that was Kanan shit because they met through Kanan.
Yeah.
Man, we talking about TV on HBO Max. They had a four-part docuseries called Quiet on the Set.
Yeah.
And it's talking about shit that child actors of Nickelodeon go through. Yeah, that was a hard watch.
I only watched the first episode. I couldn't watch no more after that.
Dan Snyder, firm ass. I didn't know he was creepy like that because he used to be on fucking...
Dan Snyder was... He was a bad guy. He's not the worst guy. Like, I mean, he's...
He was an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. He's rude, but he wasn't raping worse. People.
Right.
Like, he was a jerk. Hard to work for. Like, I'd have put hands on him.
I don't understand how, if I had, like, a boss like that, how niggas don't be wanting to put hands, don't be putting hands on him, though?
No, because he misogynistic towards women, and they were scared to lose their job. It's hard to be a writer.
I'm talking about, like, actors. Like nigga.
Oh, well, they're kids. Like, these are like 9-year-olds. Like, niggas ain't moving like that.
Not like these days.
Like, this ain't the war. Like, no, in the water, that shit ain't flying.
I can't be as a black person having a white man talking down to me like that. I'm gonna have to, even at 9.
But he wasn't doing that to the black people.
Oh, he wasn't?
Like, he was kind of, he was favoring the white kids.
Okay.
He wasn't favoring the black kids, but the black kids wanted to be favored because if you just want to dance favors, you know you're going to get more air time.
Yeah.
You might get a spinoff.
Right.
Now, what he did do with the black kids was he was shady with the type of shit that he made them do on the shows. It was like racially charged type shit.
Man, I ain't watched. I ain't have cable. But they was talking about a skit on the black nigga. He was selling Girl Scout cookies. Like, it was crack. Like, you're putting up like, I got these for the loop. Come on, come get these.
I mean, white people think that shit cool and funny.
So, but you know, that's the same dude that played on Hardball. Like the one with the bandana on Hardball that used to cuss all the time.
I ain't watch Hardball.
Oh, Hardball was a good ass movie.
I hated Hardball.
And Michael B. Jordan now.
Yeah.
Uncle G Baby.
Yeah.
I ain't watching that shit.
That's another one that I catch on TV all the time.
Like, that shit is fucking a lot of shit that was going on in the '90s. I think all that shit about to come bubbling up to the surface because people been keeping that shit secret for so long, and a lot of people just not gonna take that shit to the grave.
If you think the Nickelodeon one was bad, I want to hear the Disney one.
Like, Nickelodeon one, when they started, I never watched Nickelodeon. And then, like, when they should, like, some of the shows, like, I think called Josh and Drake or Zoe 101 and iCarly.
Because I seen glimpses of, I had a little sister, so I catch shit like that.
I never called it, but watching the docuseries, I can see how they overly sexualize these teenagers.
Yeah, like, and that shit kind of hurt me. The girl was sucking her toe. And pouring water on her face and shit.
That's fucking, what's her face?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, yeah. Ariana Grande.
Like, I'm like.
No, nigga, she was squeezing juice out of potato. Yeah, she's out like, of potato,
yeah.
She's
like giving it a hand job. Yeah. Like, there was all kinds of creepy ass.
Like, that's the crazy ass shit.
And they had the one with the dude stuck a pickle through the donut.
Man, what the fuck? I saw that shit.
Ray Romano. I'm like, nigga, you agreeing to this shit? You a grown ass man. I'd have been like, bro, this shit ain't funny. It's a kid sticking a pickle through a fucking hole in the wall. That's like a glory hole. What the fuck wrong with y'all niggas? He just, I'm Ray Romano. I'm going to take the pickle and eat it. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
But they said the dude that made that is the one that was like the main pedophile on the set.
The dude was doing the pickles. I forgot something back.
Yeah.
That's he molested Drake Bell. That's his name?
Yeah, Drake Bell, yeah.
Man, I'm I feel sorry for that dude who got, he got to live with that. He my age, but he got to live with that the rest of his life. And it's, I know it's hard for him. It's hard, man. But the worst thing was, dude got 16 months in jail.
Yeah, he got right out. He out.
And yeah, he's out. And he got to work on the sweet life of Zach and Cody. He got another job working around kids. Like,
but you know what's even worse about that part? Drake's dad warned the mom about keeping him away from that guy.
Yeah, the mom was naive. Now the mom got to deal with that grief.
Yeah, and that's why they got in his head and he pushed his daddy out because he was, you know, he was like in on the shit. So I guess one of the producers was like got in his ear and told him to fire his daddy as his manager so they could get him off set. So they can have access to him 100%.
Shit, I'm happy that none of my families became child actors and actresses because if this happened,
right,
I'm not much for words.
Oh, you are. Yeah, you already know what's going down.
Nigga, I'm at the set airing that bitch out.
Exactly.
Like this dude won't get shot so many fucking times. Like. You never saw a man get shot 108 times. It's gonna be clip after clip after clip after clip.
Yeah. I'm going 90s on this nigga. I'm going. Oh, they still make Uzis? I'm going to find one. I'm going Boys in the Hood on this nigga.
Yeah, they make Uzis. You can't get one. Like they all they get.
Yeah, I'm going to find one.
Hey, I do got a Glock. They got switches on them.
I don't want no Glock. I want an Uzi. Man, they got. I want to be a stereotypical nigga.
They put them switches on.
Nah. I'm going Boys in the Hood on this nigga. I'm going to give me an Uzi. And I'm going to light that motherfucker up.
Or Time to Kill.
Hey, your final thought is, I don't even want to talk about this shit no more. Shit. Say, Classic, what's your final thoughts on this episode?
Man, it's real dope. You know what I'm saying?
What you got, Fresh?
I like the little run we've been on lately with our guests. I appreciate Classic coming on here, giving a nigga insight on the music game from a New Orleans perspective. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
What?
I appreciate you, nigga. I nigga say brother. I hate that shit.
I said bro. I said I appreciate you, bro.
Oh, I don't say brother.
I said bro. All
right.
Why you? I forgot he ain't brother and sister.
Man, let's get it. I say it every week. The team ain't solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. This is episode 147 of the TMI Podcast. We're streaming everywhere. Catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Amazon, iHeart, Beaker. Man, we everywhere. I appreciate my guests coming through. My old dry was add water. Oh, like this has been a fun little run, man. Just kicking it with people from the city.
Right.
Man, I love this shit, man. It's the best job in the world. I got to look good at the whole block watching. You see me, huh? What up, man? And we all this bitch, man.